Hi, I'm Ryan Michael Page. Let's embark on another journey on Christos Vincit Podcasting. Podcast episode number
20.
Magenta.
Gesundheit?
No. Magenta. You know, the number for 20 in Latin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. 20 shows already. That's hard to believe. Good Lord to be here. Yeah, that's what Peter said to Jesus in this week's gospel. They were up on that mountain, the Transfiguration. Well, hi and welcome, everybody. Today is the second Sunday of Lent, March 12, 2006, and it truly is good to be here. And we have Seamus over here, our leprechaun. Yes, Seamus O'Reilly. Yeah, he's got a name. Can you believe that now?
Yay!
Hey, alright. Anyways, we're going to start with some blog headlines to check out. Here is our correspondent, Christos Vincit Leprechaun himself, under his new name, Seamus O'Reilly. Take it away, Seamus.
Thank you, Brian. Well, first of all, we have Jason Pennington's latest take, the NPM's Golden Calf. And this is in light of the results of the survey that was run by the National Fast Food Musicians called Songs That Make a Difference. Well, we did a cast on that a little over a month ago. You remember that, Brian?
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Episode number 11 on January 29th, matter of fact. It's the only show in Christos Vincit history that hit the 40-minute mark.
Yeah, I could have put a lot of these to sleep now with that, huh?
I think so.
You would agree with me. Well, anyways, there's a new top 10 list that you're going to hear right here later on in today's show. And you can even read it on the blog later if you have nothing better to do. And also, we have some blasts from the past issues of Sacred Music magazine and its predecessor, the Chinchilla. These issues range from 1955 to 1970. And some of these posts come from another blog called Musica Sacra. Of course, translated, Sacred Music. Where is this blog located? www.musicasacra.com. Let me spell that for you because it's in Latin. www.musicasacra.com.
Oh, by the way, congratulations on making the B-team.
Yay! Hey, thanks.
Oh, and the American Papas has an ongoing call. Who should be the next cardinal? Hey, who did you pick?
I picked Archbishop Burke from St. Louis. I like especially that he stood up to the ongoing dissidents at one particular parish in the city.
That's right, he suppressed that parish, didn't he?
Yep, he had to. This parish, their board of directors knowingly brought in a suspended priest to say Mass. They were warned before that it wasn't right. They were warned that they'd be put under schism. They went and did it anyway, so the good archbishop did what he had to do. And that was shut down the parish and excommunicate the board of directors. Plain and simple. Can't blame them one bit. Oh, and by the way, if your hymnal or missalette were to be a pet, what would it be? Thanks to some help from the Ox Files, we now know what the gather pet would look like. You can check out his site at oxfiles.blogspot.com. Then we added a little pet for our worship. And you should see this cat that we have for glory and praise. You better super glue yourself to the chair because you might just fall off once you see this cat.
Hey, we also read about Dave Pawlak, P-A-W-L-A-K, a Marty Hagen fan, used to be. Yep, he used to be a Marty Hagen fan. Then he smartened up.
Yeah, he did smarten up.
He's challenging his readers to find one or two decent compositions by Michael Jonkis, Marty Hagen, David Haas, and any or all of the St. Louis Jesuits.
Wow, gonna have to sift through a lot of stuff to find those, aren't you?
Did you find a couple?
Yep, go ahead and read the blog and see which ones I listed.
Dave also highlights two recently built churches that actually look good. Yes, there was one back in the 60s and renovated quite nicely in the 90s. And it's not the usual renovations a la the Milwaukee Cathedral. These were really nice. And the other church was a 1995 build with all the makings of a church beautifully built in 1895. His blog is called Improvise and can be found at pawlakimprov.blogspot.com. That's P-A-W-L-A-K. IMPROV.blogspot.com.
Last Friday evening, I got to meet two prominent Catholic celebrities. Helen Hull Hitchcock, from Adoramus fame. She is the editor of the Adoramus Bulletin and co-founder of the Adoramus Society, as well as founder for Women for Faith and Family. She came to Holy Ghost Friday night and gave a talk on liturgical music. Also attending was Father Tom Kosick, who is a curate at St. Thomas More Church in Somerset, Massachusetts. But more important than that, he is the author of a book called The Reform of the Reform. And he is also a contributor for a blog called The New Liturgical Movement. TheNewLiturgicalMovement.blogspot.com.
The thirsty scribe points out two extreme masses, a Tridentine Latin mass and the other a jazz mass. Yep, folk mass, rock mass, mariachi mass, polka mass, Irish jig mass. Now a jazz mass. What next mass? ThirstyScribe.blogspot.com.
And finally, guess what? Our podcast has been promoted by Father Seraphim Bishoner last Friday in the Catholic Podcast of the Day. Father Bishoner is a Third Order Franciscan who has a few podcasts himself and a complete catalog of other people's Catholic podcasts. And you can find this review and many more at www.catholicpodcasts.info. Oh, by the way, he called you wacky.
Well, of course, you gotta be wacky for me to work with you. Anyway, in Nick Bezos' latest post, Mom and Dad are now progenitor A and progenitor B in Spain. Read what this is all about and reaction from the Archbishop of Valencia.
Thank you, Seamus. And you can catch up on all of that and more at ChristusVinci.blogspot.com. We are your alternate Lenten Friday meet. And we'll be back with a rundown of this weekend's music. And we'll also have our continuation of the Christus Vinci White List, which is our feature for today, and also a brand new top 10 list. Don't go away. Once upon a time, three church organists became good friends and played together nicely. That was until the Christus Vinci blog happened. Now the three church organists blog together, and you never know what's going to come out of there. It could be serious stuff like liturgy and music musings. And it could be some good clean fun, too. We are Brian, Nick, and Jason, your three snarky music ministers. But we're your friends. We like liturgy done right. And we're on the B team of amateur Catholic bloggers. We are Christus Vinci, the blogging team. And we are accessible at ChristusVinci.blogspot.com. Come visit us if you dare.
So, what did you do for music today?
Well, let's see. What did we do for music today? Well, the opening hymn was the one you just heard at the beginning of the show, "'Tis Good Lord to Be Here." That text brings us up to that holy mountain where Jesus was transfigured, right in the sight of Moses and Elijah. Peter, who said, "Lord, how good it is for us to be here." The text is from the pen of Joseph A. Robinson back in 1888. And the tune, called "Swabia," is an 18th century tune that was later adapted in the 19th century, thus the version as we know it today. Song setting of the responsorial psalm, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living, aside with Psalm 116. We use the setting out of Worship 2, but adapting the new text to replace the old, which was, I will walk in the presence of the Lord in the land of the living. Of course, that was changed in the new lectionary of 1998. Him during the offertory was the glory of these 40 days. Now, this is not to be confused with Lord who throughout these 40 days. This is the glory of these 40 days. Lord who throughout these 40 days, of course, depicts Jesus out in the desert being tempted by the devil. This is another version of the Transfiguration story from today's Gospel reading. The text is a translation from the Latin Clarum Decus Jejuni, which is from Pope St. Gregory the Great. Its English translation comes from Morris F. Bell and is first published in the English Hymnal of 1906. In the tune, Erhalt uns Herr, also known as Spires, comes originally from a German hymnal, Geistliche Lieder, 1543. The version of it we know well today is the adaptation from Johann Sebastian Bach. The communion today was the same as what we did for communion on Ash Wednesday. It's the antiphon, Blessed are they who delight in the law of the Lord, with Psalm 1, and that is the Grail translation, with the music of Joseph Gelinot. And finally, the recessional hymn, also known as the Outroit, as I like to nickname it sometimes, There's a Wideness in God's Mercy, the Frederick Faber text, using the Dutch tune in Babylone.
Now, what about the ordinary mass?
Well, did you listen to my last podcast?
No.
Go ahead, listen to it, because that's where it is. It's all the same.
Okay.
And now it is time for me to bring you part 4 of the Christus Vincit Whitelist. Yep, now we go to the Christus Vincit Whitelist. In the first 3 episodes, we managed to cover the seasonal portions of the Breaking Bread hymnal by Oregon Catholic Press. And now we start off with the section that starts with 301, and that is the same section that makes up the music issue that goes with today's missal. Matter of fact, the today's missal and the music issue set up right now is what we are using at Holy Ghost. So here we are on the music issue. The numbers on this start at 301. And the first hymn I'm going to whitelist here is 305, Draw Us in the Spirit's Tether. This uses a tune called Union Seminary. It's a nice little tune. It's got some good scripture in there. The two or three are met together. You are in the midst of them. I like using this one at weddings as well. 307, Gather Us Together. And this is one of Owen Allstott's better pieces. Unlike most gathering hymns where it seems like you have all this about me stuff, Gather Us Together has verses that actually go out and acclaim the Lord. And you see lines like, We do proclaim you the Savior of all, Lord of all the earth and sea and sky. Or here we have verse 5, Glorious is your name, or all the earth. That's the end of that verse. Then we skip over to 312. 312, of course, is the classic All People on Earth Do Dwell tune, Old 100. The text is based on, of course, Psalm 100. If you ever want a really good choral setting, the best one you can ever get, it's one. It's simply titled the Old 100th Psalm Tune. The arrangement is by Ralph Vaughan Williams. It is one he had written for the coronation of Queen Elizabeth in 1953. They had originally asked Vaughan Williams for a choral piece and instead gave them a hymn, and is what he wanted to describe it as, a mess-up of Old 100th. I'm moving on, 314, and this is a little Dan Shooty gem. It's a little bit of a quick 3-4, one of those swing type things, but the text isn't that bad, so I'm going to turn around and whitelist it. It is called Let Us Go to the Altar of God, and the reason I'm saying that, you have two psalms involved. The not too often used Psalm 43, which has the line, I will go to the altar of God, the God of my gladness, and who brings joy to my youth. And then you also have the verses that are based on Psalm 150. Now we're going to move on to the communion section. We just finished what they called the gathering section. And again, there is no such thing as a gathering right. Don't let any of these publishers fool you. There's no such thing as a gathering right. There's no such thing as a gathering hymn. If you're singing while you're gathering, you're late for Mass. I can't stress that enough. Let's go to the communion section here. Number 322, O Sacrament Most Holy. The lovely Fulda melody. The refrain comes from the Recolta in Rome in the 19th century, and the verses come from Irvin Udalush, who is a Capuchin Franciscan. This is a tune you might be familiar with. Da 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 da. And many of these verses often come with some of the more common versions of the O Lord, I am not worthy. Now we go to 328. 328 is the James Moore rendition of Taste and See. Of all the Taste and Sees in this music issue, and I believe there are three of them, this one is the best of the three. Of course, nothing beats the Ralph Vaughan Williams choral, Oh, taste and see how gracious the Lord is. But the James Moore is actually not bad when sung right. If you sing it as it's written and don't try to ad-lib it, you actually get a good product. It's a nice sounding piece when done right. 329 is the spiritual, Let Us Break Bread Together. I have this thing. I do have an appreciation on the most part for spirituals. 335 is the Bob Hurd Ubi Caritas, which isn't bad at all. And some of his own Missa Ubi Caritas is based on that, and then some of it is also based on the Mode 6 Ubi Caritas, which we'll get to later on in this music issue. 337, of course, is the classic Gift of Finest Wheat, which was written for the 41st Eucharistic Congress in Philadelphia. And then we skip over a few, and we go over to 346, Eat This Bread. This is the Robert Battistini text, with the music of Jacques Berthier. Normally, I'm not fond of singing the voice of God in the first person, but it has a decent enough melody. It's simple enough to sing. People do pick it up. Eat this bread, drink this cup, come to me, never be hungry. Trust in me, you will not thirst. And then we skip over again to number 352. 352 is Shepherd of Souls, Refresh and Bless. Matter of fact, we used this last weekend. 353, See Us, Lord, About Your Altar. The tune is Drake's Broughton, set by Edward Elgar. This is the same Edward Elgar that also had given us Pomp and Circumstance at all those graduation ceremonies that you've gone to over the years. 354, the Louis Lambalat, de Panis Angelicus. This one has a Latin and English. Of course, you know I'm going to whitelist the Latin. 356, moving on. Lord, who at thy first Eucharist? Also shows up in some hymnals as at that first Eucharist before you died. Matter of fact, the last couple of years now in the music issue, they've been holding both first verses with the at that first Eucharist verse in italics. The only thing you got to remember is when you finish either version of verse 1, try not to go to the next version of verse 1 because you're only going to repeat yourself. Just skip right to 2, okay? 357. I love this chant. Jesu dulcis memoria, tan vera cordis gaudia, sed super melet omnia, eius dulcis presentia. Jesu dulcis memoria. And again, this one is English and Latin. 2004 translation from Owen Allstott. Oh Jesus, how our spirits sing. Not bad. Not bad at all. 358 is the chant Ave Verum. And you know that's going to be a keeper. We'll be doing the Mozart Ave Verum, by the way, in a couple of weeks. Moving on to the ministry and mission section. 362, Lord, You Give the Great Commission. That one is a classic. 363, The Spirit Sends Us Forth. This is the text written by a Benedictine nun, Dolores Dufner, and the tune is Asmon, which many of the Protestant denominations know with Oh, for a thousand tongues to sing. Now let's move on. We're going to skip over to 371, Sent Forth by God's Blessing. And this is the classic Ash Grove tune. And many of you probably remember this text from none other than Omer Westendorf. Now we go into the next section called Petition and Prayer. And I am looking at 382, Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of My Heart, using the Irish tune Slain. And this is one hymn text. This is probably one of the first Catholic worship aids in a long time I've seen include this text, other than hymns, psalms, and spiritual canticles, which unfortunately is now out of print. 383 is the classic Taizé, Jesus, Remember Me, When You Come Into Your Kingdom. 385, Christ Be Beside Me. Normally in most hymnals you'll see this sung to the tune Benessin, which is very familiar with the text Morning Has Broken. Laura Wasson has added her own original tune here, which isn't bad at all. Very singable tune, decent sounding tune. It's not one of those happy clappy things, it's an actual hymn. 387, Lord of All Hopefulness, also with the Irish tune Slain, just like Be Thou My Vision. And moving on to complete that section, 391, okay, Grayson Warren Brown, God Be In My Head, God Be In My Heart, God Be In My Mind, God Be In My Soul, etc., etc. Beautiful little prayer, and the tune is quite nice. And now, finally, for the day, we're going to move on to the church section. We have a Psalm 127-based text here called Unless the Lord Shall Build a House. And that is a Harry Hagen text set to the early American tune Resignation. And some may know this with My Shepherd Will Supply My Need. 397, Church of God, Elect and Glorious. And this is one that I actually introduced to the people at Holy Ghost, and they've responded quite well to it. It's the Heiferdahl tune, which is, of course, used with Alleluia, Sing to Jesus, and Love Divine, All Loves Excelling. 399, Now is the Time to Gather and Remember. And this is the classic Finlandia tune. And my big question, of course, is who could turn down Finlandia? Who could turn down Sibelius? And finally, number 400, The Church's One Foundation, which I think everybody's familiar with. I don't know any Catholic congregation in their right mind who does not know The Church's One Foundation. So in the next episode, we are going to move on to all the hymns that are numbered 401 up through 500. And I'll be back with a top 10 list, and Marco Rap Horse is going to play some music for us right after this message.
Hi, this is Father Jay Finelli from iPadre Catholic Podcast. iPadre. Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. Drop by our site at iPadre.net. That's iPadre.net. God love you.
I have in my left hand today's Christus Vinci Top 10 list.
Top 10.
Today's Christus Vinci Top 10 list is brought to you by the B-Team. We don't write books. We don't do speaking tours. In fact, we just barely do our jobs. Yes, we are the B-Team of amateur Catholic bloggers. AmateurCatholic.blogspot.com. Today I have here the top 10 reasons why I, Brian, am an amateur Catholic. And yes, I have that B-Team badge on the blog sidebar to prove it. So, from the home office in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, here we go. The top 10 reasons why I, Brian, your friend in the podcasting age, am an amateur Catholic. Here we go. Number 10. I go looking nearly in vain for a church that has a God-centered liturgy as opposed to a me-centered liturgy on days that I am not at the console of the organ. Number 9. I like my kneelers padded. Number 8. For years, I have shunned help wanted ads from music directors who play organ and piano, only to find none of them bloody ads mention only the organ. Number 7. I sport a beard at Mass with the attitude that Jesus had one too, citing the Live Like Christ passage in Holy Scripture. However, I refuse to grow my hair that long. Number 6. My favorite processional hymn registrations include manual stops that are brighter than 8 foot and pedal stops that are deeper than 16 foot. Number 5. I don't limit myself to one set of organ registrations. Number 4. I made the B team. Number 3. My blogging partners and I are reinventors of the word snark. Number 2. I have a two-way conversation with a technological leprechaun while podcasting. Speaking of which, note the new name, Seamus O'Reilly. He likes it too.
Told you I had to be wacky and weird with you.
Shut up. And the number one reason why I, Brian Michael Page, am an amateur Catholic, I write foolish top tens like this. Yeah, those kids that usually go ew are on vacation this week, so I decided to hire a herd of elephants to see if they can cover it. Well, that was the end result, sorry to say. Well, here's Marco Rap Horse to make things all better. He is chilled. Marco Rap Horse, bringing us Chilled. And yep, that's pretty much what I've done this weekend. I have chilled. And the weather's been quite nice. It hasn't been chilly. The last time I used one of his tunes, it was one called Blowing Snow. And I used it the weekend after the big snowstorm. I should have used it the week of. Didn't think of it that way. Marco Rap Horse, by the way, comes courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. I'm Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message.
Preschool's BGT's a podcast, Catholic song and liturgy. It's the things we like to speak of, and some good clean fun heavenly. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Do you know the reason, y'all? For your priest who's been cheats and hair, for Christ always conquers all.
Gotta love that Christus Vinci leprechaun. Loves to play around with my machines. But he got the message right. Go down to Podcast Alley and vote for Christus Vinci. Help us spread the word around.
Amen.
Okay, okay. Yep. Seamus and I have a favor to ask you, by the way. When you go into our podcast site, either through cvpodcasting.blogspot.com or at podcast.christusvinci.net, you will find a little link there that says Podcast Alley. If you click on that and then hit the little link after that that says Vote Now, what you have done is you have cast it vote for our podcast. One bit of good news we have is we are already at 7 votes for the month of March, which ties the February total, all of February. And we're not even halfway through the month yet. But there's no reason to stop there. We have roughly an average of about 40 subscribers a day. So we should be able to get a few more votes than that. I'd like to see a few more. Another point, too, and this was brought up by the iPadre on one of his latest podcasts. Of course, the real Catholic podcasts need to get exposed. And what's happening is we're getting some pagan podcasts in the Catholic category, which are not only getting more votes than me, I don't care so much about me. I mean, it's even getting more votes than the iPadre, and he usually quadruples plus my count monthly. So what we got to do is we got to get not just this podcast or the iPadre podcast up there, but as many real Catholic podcasts as possible. Let's get them up there and get the pagan podcasts back into their own category where they belong. And here's a good way to get all the Catholic podcasts around voted for and help on their exposure. Just going right into this site here.
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal: to live the new evangelization. Bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going For. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
I thank you very much for joining us for today. And next week, we'll be continuing on with our Christus Vinci white list.
Christus Regnat. Christus Imperat.
Christus Vincit is a member of Disciples with Microphones, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and the B-Team, as well as the Christus Vincit Network.